Hey guys, welcome back to Social Media Secrets. I am so excited because today we're going to be talking about something that affects anyone who runs an online business, anyone who's a social media manager, something I've gone through myself, and you might be wondering what the answer to it as well. I'll see you after the intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Imposter syndrome. Those two words come up all the time. You've probably had them running through your head before, or maybe you've had the symptoms of imposter syndrome and you haven't even realized it. Basically, imposter syndrome is that doubting voice in your head that says, you're not ready, you're not an expert, you're not worthy enough. People are gonna find out that you're not legit. It's a really scary feeling. And before we dive on into how to conquer imposter syndrome, especially as a social media manager, I'm gonna real fast share a disclaimer about this. This does not apply to the fake it till you make it people who are basically committing fraud. What I mean by that is there are a lot of people who have fake screenshots, things that aren't actually their work. They're leveraging wishes and buts and they don't have any experience and they are not taking any time to become educated in a topic. Those are not the people I'm talking about. This is for people who are working hard, learning, applying knowledge, people who have a moral compass and want to deliver great results for their clients or for their own business. Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, whew. So imposter syndrome basically is something that kicks in every single one of our heads. It's this survival mechanism that tells you not to go to the next level. There've been a couple great books that I've read on this, but I'm going to kind of boil it down into a couple of key takeaways that help me to overcome imposter syndrome. If you're listening and you're like, yeah, I've totally experienced that, awesome. We're going to dive on in. So when it comes to imposter syndrome, basically imposter syndrome is a mechanism of your body and your mind telling you not to dive into something bigger, not to grow, not to expand, to stay comfortable. And the reality is, when you work as an entrepreneur, as a social media manager, it is so different than a 9-to-5. If you've ever been in a 9-to-5, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You expect to probably, you know, graduate college or graduate high school, go into a job, get training. It's going to be overwhelming for a couple weeks, but then you're going to spend the next few years in that role. So you're going to be able to develop your expertise. You're going to be able to grow in that role and feel really comfortable. And by the time you get your next promotion, it's because you're already bored in that role. Now you go on to the next promotion and you're going to have those couple of weeks that are really intense where you feel like you don't know anything. And then you're going to grow and feel comfortable in that role. And then you'll be there for a few years. The thing about entrepreneurship that's so different is that we are literally able to promote ourselves as fast as we want. We are able to learn faster, assimilate into the environment of entrepreneurship faster, grow to the next level, secure more clients. You're able to suddenly change up your offerings and command a different price point from a client. So literally, we have the ability to promote ourselves every single week if we want. Kind of crazy if you think about it that way. And that's why I always say so much can change in a week. But the thing is, think about those couple of weeks of training on a new job. Didn't you kind of feel like an imposter? Didn't you kind of feel like nothing was naturally happening? It was a little bit overwhelming, right? That's the exact same feeling that is kind of a constant state as an entrepreneur, because ultimately you're stepping into that next level. You're stepping into the self-appointed promotion and saying, no one gave this to me. I'm claiming this myself. So it's kind of scary and, you know, it's a natural part of the process. But at the same time, there is one major cure for imposter syndrome. Ready for it? Action. Action beats imposter syndrome every single time. Whenever I start to hit imposter syndrome, and if you don't think that I get it too, you're crazy. I experience it all the time because I take on challenges that are so much bigger than anything I've ever thought I would be in charge of in my life. The reality is, I know that an action plan is going to help me to dig out of that imposter syndrome faster than anything else I could possibly do. So when I dive on into something that feels like I'm an imposter or I'm not ready to handle it, I'm going to create a list of action items that I can take immediately that will ultimately deliver results. So I can say, look at that, I'm not an imposter. I just did it. I also sometimes will bolster my confidence with the right types of courses and education or a refresher. I'm a huge fan of revisiting old trainings so that that way I can grab onto those and remember exactly what the steps are that I need to take are. But the other thing that's really huge is your mindset. And I don't want to get too woo-woo-y here on this podcast, but one of the things that I do whenever I start to experience imposter syndrome is I listen to a couple of different songs that just like bring it to the next level. So one is All I Do Is Win. I think it's by DJ Khaled. I love Champion by Carrie Underwood, Rise by Katy Perry. These three songs, when I listen to them, I feel like I can do anything. So it's when I create that state of energy and excitement that I know I'm going to be able to create an awesome action item list, take action, and before you know it, I'm on the other side of imposter syndrome. And here's the silver lining to it all. On the other side of that fear, on the other side of that imposter syndrome, is everything that you hoped would be there. All of your dreams, your goals, it's all on the other side of that. So, what are you waiting for? Go take action. I'll see you later.